Welcome back to our final segment of the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and today's conversation is with Judy Tillman, Commissioner of Financial Management Service at the U.S. Department of the Treasury. Also joining our conversation from IBM is Sylvia Malinowski. Judy, given the very unique government-wide mission of FMS, the Bureau needs to interact and forge partnerships with virtually every executive branch agency. Could you describe these partnerships, and how have some of these partnerships changed over time, and how do you expect them to continue to evolve?
Well, since its inception, FMS has been charged with broad financial management responsibilities, disbursing payments, collecting revenue, maintaining the government's accounts. We are a central agency, and in that role, we wear two hats. We wear the hat of service provider, but we also wear the hat of regulator and enforcer. And our efforts to improve quality and reduce the costs of our government-wide functions often means telling agencies about changes that they have to make. Over the past 10 years, we have worked to enhance communications with agencies and forge more effective partnerships. We've made a concerted effort over the past several years to ensure that we give other government agencies clear requirements and sufficient time to react to those requirements, and we also want to get them involved early enough to influence the direction and hopefully reduce the impact on their operations.
Judy, as you know, the private sector has worked closely with the federal government to assist in improving financial systems and processes, such as conducting financial statement audits and even performing financial operations. What is it that the private sector could do better to help improve the efficiency and effectiveness of the government's financial management?
Well, we have, like probably most other agencies, built our systems with stovepipes, and we are trying hard to change that. Some of the improvements we've made recently in this area include buying only software that fits our designated enterprise architecture, for example. And we work to identify what we need to change and develop new requirements based just on those needs. Then we work with the other agencies and the financial systems providers that agencies use to help position the federal community in supporting the new requirements. The assistance provided by contractors and financial agents can move the government towards streamlining our accounting and reporting processes and is going to be instrumental in how quickly our goals are met.
So, Judy, we've spent a fair amount of time talking about the complex mission that FMS has, and I would imagine that success in this environment is really around developing partnerships and teaming across employees. And so as someone who has a human resource background, I'm curious as to what your approach is to empowering your employees. How do you lead change and enable your staff within the organizations to accept change and make the most of it?
First, I feel very fortunate that I've been given the opportunity to work within a number of FMS's program areas. That's given me the ability to get to know many of the employees as individuals, as colleagues, and as friends. And I've seen firsthand the real talent, the level of commitment, and the dedication to service exhibited by FMS employees. And I think that makes me better at understanding not only where we have been as an organization and the challenges that we successfully faced, but also at looking to our future and the things that we can accomplish together. One of the ways that we enable our employees to work together as a team is through values-based management. At FMS, we talk about that as the five I's. The first I is information sharing, and as you can imagine, that's just the importance of sharing information with all of our employees and coworkers sharing information with each other so that they can do their best work. To complement this priority and encourage everyone throughout the organization, I began sending out emails to all FMS employees, what I referred to earlier as my WhatsApp emails. It's a very informal, conversational way of communicating to the FMS family the major developments that are taking place throughout the agency. I've gotten a great response from employees, and I found it's a great way to make people throughout FMS feel connected to the larger FMS organization. And I think people are much more accepting of change if they are being kept informed about what's going on. The second I is inclusion. And that can be anything from a structured process of teams to generate ideas and plans to things like holding town hall meetings with staff to communicate about a particular effort. It's also about things like me meeting with new employees on their first day at their orientation session to make them feel included in FMS's mission and to talk about the values. I find that I really enjoy meeting new employees. They enjoy feeling welcomed into the organization, and I just really appreciate being able to administer the oath of office. The third I is informality, and that might sound a little odd. It's not about dress down Fridays, although personally I think that any day in jeans is a good day. But really what it has to do is how we collaborate with each other. Do we share information in an effective way? Do we pay more attention to what somebody has to offer rather than to what their title or grade level is? And do we do things that make sure that people can feel comfortable in expressing differing views in a respectful and professional manner? The fourth I is integrity. And this is evidenced by things like following through on commitments, being accountable for delivery of products and services, communicating honestly, having specific performance measures, and making sure every employee knows what those are, and building systems that can meet those performance measures. It also means integrity in our systems and business processes, something that's critical when you manage as much money as we do in FMS. And then the fifth I is individual respect. Everyone's contributions are valuable, and it's critical to me that we treat each other with respect. This is fundamental in any organization, and yet I'm always surprised at how often it does not occur. Treating each other with respect, personally and professionally, is a critical priority for me. There is an expectation that I have for every employee and manager in FMS, and on more than one occasion, I've taken some tough action when someone would not operate that way. The bottom line is do good work and treat people right. An organization that has its focus on these five I's, this values-based, is an organization that can face whatever challenge comes.
It's a great set of values. So we've spent some time talking about the evolution and in programs and technologies in the business. But what do you see as some of the emerging trends in federal financial accounting and reporting over the next, say, 5 years or so?
Well, even though we've automated many of our paper-based reporting and accounting mechanisms, as I mentioned earlier, really for about the past 50 years, the fundamentals of federal financial accounting and reporting processes haven't really changed. So during the past 5 years, we have been implementing those initiatives like government-wide accounting modernization, PAM, and CCMM to make fundamental changes to those current processes. And by providing federal agencies with more accurate, more timely information, agency leaders will be in a better position to make financial decisions regarding budget execution, accountability, cash management, asset management, and so on. So over the next 5 years, we're going to continue to move away from our currently monthly reporting and reconciliation processes and towards a reconciliation system that will provide the ability to reconcile on a daily basis. As I mentioned, something more like online accounting for our own accounts. By early 2010, federal agencies that are classifying and reporting their accounting and financial transactions on a daily basis will have the ability to see a real-time account statement that will let them view transactions that have affected their fund balance with Treasury on a daily basis.
So, Judy, sitting here, it's evident to me that you bring a certain level of energy to the work that you've experienced, and you seem to have enjoyed your career over the past 35 years. So I'm curious, what advice would you give to a person who may be out there considering a career in public service?
Well, you're certainly right that I have a lot of energy around financial management service and around my public service, and I have really enjoyed it. And my advice to others that are considering a career in public service would just be to do it. You know, entering the public service is no longer a lifetime commitment unless you want it to be. The compensation is good, the benefits are great, and now there is a portable pension. It wasn't the case when I started with the government. But for me, the opportunity for public service is so meaningful. The work is fascinating. You know, I've been talking for an hour now about financial systems and accounting, which may sound kind of boring, and yet I have to tell you, it's been the most fascinating work that I have ever done. And one of the great things about public service is that it's easy to move between agencies. You can still have a life outside work if you want to. But also, if you want to really work very hard, you can have all kinds of opportunities to grow, develop, excel, and you can make a real contribution to the American taxpayer. And in particular, I have to say that the Treasury Department is a great agency to work for. It's an agency with high integrity, and it performs functions that are critical to the nation and critical to every citizen on an individual basis. And I would not change my 35 years at Treasury for anything.
That's a wonderful perspective. Thank you very much. Judy, unfortunately, we have reached the end of our time. I want to thank you for fitting us into your busy schedule. But more importantly, Sylvie and I would like to thank you for your 35 years of dedicated service to our country across the various roles that you've held at the U.S. Treasury Department.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. You know, I just love to talk about FMS. I love to talk about the work that we do and about the great employees who serve the U.S. citizen so wonderfully every day.
Great. Thank you. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Judy Tillman, Commissioner of Financial Management Service at the U.S. Department of the Treasury. My co-host has been Sylvia Malinowski, Client Manager in IBM Public Service.
Thank you so much, Al, for inviting me to participate. I really appreciate it. And thank you so much, Judy, for your time and for sharing with us your thoughts and your insights.
As you enjoy the rest of your day, please take time to remember the men and women of our armed and civil services abroad who may not be able to hear this morning's show on how we're improving their government, but who deserve our unconditional respect and support. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Albert Morales. Thank you for listening.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to join us every Saturday at 9 a.m. and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.